Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. That's Nick Sirianni's song. That's still the one I think they should come out to in the Super Bowl. We're live today from Radio Row in New Orleans. Midday Show afternoon will be on coming up in a couple hours. Elliot Shure Parks is milling around. He's going to sit down. I was about to say, you know, get Hugh's thought on something. I looked over. He's gone. Hugh's doing TV. I think we have a new entry for the bracket here, Kyle. Is this Big Shot Douglas doing TV while we're on the radio?
Yeah, it's a big time Douglas. He's big time.
I'm watching him. Hugh's like 30 feet from me right now, just in the middle of Radio Row on camera doing a TV spot. This is big time in Douglas.
Does he know he's on the clock?
I think he's totally lost his compass here. I mean, he got lost walking here this morning. Now he's on TV while we're supposed to be on the air. So we'll big time Douglas will sit down in a minute. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, let's grab a phone call here, and then whenever Hugh decides to join us, you know, the little people on radio again, we can get him to break down
this guy, man,
the viral video that happened on Friday on WIP. Let's talk to Black Gritty. What's up, Black Gritty?
Why are you coming to me right now? You know I want to yell at Hugh Douglas. Put me on hold and go get somebody else. Come back to me when you get here.
I thought you wanted to yell at me today.
Don't come to me with this little time ringing. Go to somebody else. I want Hugh Douglas on.
This is very demanding by you, BJ.
We'll see when we get back to you then, Black Gritty. All right, take a deep breath. You know what? I'll go to Terrence because Terrence at Springfield's right.
That was kind of outrageous.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was too much. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, what's up? Kyle, Joe, I know he is taking away right now.
Well, he's just big time in us, big time in Douglas on TV while we're doing a radio show.
Oh, man, he got to stay focused.
Wait
a minute.
In a wake up.
You're 2.5 minutes late.
My bad, dog.
I look up and you're on TV over there.
No, they asked me to do some. They asked me to do some radio here.
I know.
Get it together.
I forgot I played football.
We have a new entry for the bracket. Big time in Douglas, because you big timed us right there.
My bad, dog. I was showing the city love.
Go ahead, Terrence.
Hey, man, we got 5 days and one wake up for the game. You know how they say, man. Listen, I was telling Kyle, I don't think it's far-fetched to say that the Eagles could blow these guys out. When's the last time a team in the Super Bowl got their asses whipped? The last couple of Super Bowls, they've been pretty close to a field goal or a touchdown game. I feel like the overall better team we have is the Philadelphia Eagles are a better team. Now, the quarterback, I give it to Mahomes. Coaching, I give it to Andy Reid a little bit. The defenses, I would say right now, they're probably similar, but I think the trenches is where this thing is going to come down to the nitty-gritty, down to the titty. Listen, man. We're going to come in this game, and I feel like Jalen Carter is going to wreck this game from the start of this game. Patrick Mahomes, we saw all the teams that beat the Kansas City in the Super Bowl. What did Tampa Bay do to him? He was running for his life. I feel like Fangio is going to have a scheme ready to get these guys. I say the score is going to be 28-20, and these guys might get a late field goal. So I feel like we dominate this game. From the start of this game to the finish of this game, I feel like the Eagles, this is revenge, man. This is a revenge game. I feel like this is unfinished business, and I feel like they know what's at the task. I feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my skin. Listen, I feel like we're going to win this game now. I'm pretty hyped for this game already. We really got 5 days in the wake up. Let's get it. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There we go, Terrence. Good phone call. All right, so Terrence there, he's feeling it. He thinks it's not crazy. Elliot Shore Parks joining us right
ESP.
Now.
ESP. What up? How you guys doing?
Elliot? Hey, man, just for the record, I enjoyed dinner last night.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Everyone else had something to say.
I do remember that. Everybody was talking bad about
this. We were enjoying everything last night, so I feel like
did you really enjoy you were asleep?
No, I remember I had a piece of steak.
Yeah.
I will say, the pork belly, Hugh ordered the pork belly. I was happy you did. That was fire. I was happy you did that.
I forgot I ordered that. I think she asked me would I like it, and I was like, sure.
So is this a preemptive strike before afternoon rips the restaurant selection last night?
Oh, no, it's about to happen.
It's about to happen.
Listen, can I just tell you this? I know we're about to talk football.
Well, we don't have to.
The level of irritation that Spike had with you last night.
It was crazy. I would love, first of all, Spike's the one that was impossible.
He was trying to be a trooper.
Yeah.
He was thoroughly
Spike's
upset.
The one that was impossible to make the reservation for. He eats, like, vegetables, and that's it. Nothing that comes from an animal.
So just to give everyone, Elliot was in charge of the dinner reservation last night. He picked the place.
I liked it.
Well, let's rephrase that. I was nice enough to offer to find
it.
To
get it right.
You did offer, and I wasn't tasked with it.
I was very
happy
when
you said
you would do it.
Yes, exactly.
I thought it was a nice place.
I thought it was amazing.
Now,
the service took a little long to get there when we first sat down.
It was the longest 10 minutes of my life.
Yeah, it was a lot.
From when we sat down to when the service.
Yeah, we sat down for a while and they didn't come
over. I don't remember that.
Yeah, you were asleep. He was asleep at this.
Well, I think we got an initial service. Then the second time a server came up, it was just be like, oh, looks like you're having fun to Hugh. So that
was
so that left a little bit of desire. I thought the food was good.
The food was amazing. The company was great, short of Spike complaining. You know,
there'll be a lot of complaining when the afternoon
Spike complained, though. Meal.
He was like, can I just get lettuce?
No.
Like,
When he said he ordered some fries, right? They said, well, you know, it's cooked with the grease.
He was fine with that.
He said, you know what, at this point, I just want something.
Well, guess what?
To eat.
Spike can make the next reservation. All right.
To be fair, I can't imagine there's a lot of vegan spots down in New Orleans.
You try finding a spot for six people, one vegan, one, you're a, what?
Pescatarian.
Yeah, pescatarian, two former NFL players, Jack who only likes, like, specialty beer.
I was fine.
Super Bowl week, yeah. Thank
I was fine.
Yeah,
I mean, but Spike was not fine.
All right. While we're on the subject of those guys, then we'll get back to a lot of football, because there is a Super Bowl on Sunday. Hugh, can we do a little Big Hugh breakdown?
Wait, I got you.
We haven't had a chance to do this yet. So there was a viral moment that happened in the studio on Friday. Hugh, why don't you take us through your watch of this video?
Woo.
If you haven't seen it yet, they had a big guest in studio on.
Gilly.
Yeah, Gilly was in studio on Friday, and then they did a little dance after.
No, from what I understand, they say Gilly just kind of bum-rushed the studio.
He was there in studio, yeah.
Yeah, like he just kind of, you know.
Just came through.
He just came.
Gilly's everywhere now.
Gilly has a pass to get into anywhere, so I heard Gilly bum-rushed the studio.
Something
so
tells me we'll be seeing him immediately.
Oh, yeah, he'll be out here somewhere if he's not here now. But bottom line.
I'm watching the video right now as you break it.
Bottom line is this. Gilly had them doing the blow the whistle, Dan. You know, it went viral.
Yep.
He had Too Short out there. It's gone so viral that his neighbors in the neighborhood that he stays in, they started to join in on these dances. Gilly has – this thing has gone so viral that I even saw Amari Hardwick. He was in on the dance. He went and bought a Randall Cunningham jersey, tight-ass jersey, and did the blow-the-whistle dance in, like, one of those places where you buy jerseys from. But the bottom line, let me get down to the breakdown. So we have Jack Fritz. We have our boss, Rod Lakin.
Well, looking at it now, really is so
who else is back there?
Justin Morganson.
Justin was there, and then Ike and Spike.
And Spike, oh, man, let me tell you. You could tell, and I'm going to try to say this as nice as I possibly can, but you could tell who kind of grew up in the neighborhoods that were a little bit more diverse than other neighborhoods.
It's a nice way of breaking
it. Yeah, it was like in the diverse neighborhoods. And I'm not saying that's not a knock, because I hung out with Jack last night and we had a grand time. That what I remember. Everything went smoothly. It was a great time. But as far as Rhythmly Challenge goes, I mean, I hate to be the guy to say it, but it's clear who has rhythm and who doesn't. Jack didn't know what to do with his hands. Rod's back there turning beet red because he can't
move. Rod's
barely
even moving.
He can't move.
Frozen.
Stiff.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Stiff. And it's not that hard, man. Just let your body go limp and just move, because it's not – they're not hard dance moves. Even I could do that. But the stiffness of Jack, pause, it was just like, wow. How did that man make two children moving the way that he moved? And I'm not trying to get into his personal bedroom business, but still.
He kind of just did, though, yeah.
No, I did. I mean, because he ain't got no rhythm. He ain't got no rhythm.
The only defense I'll give of Jack is he is in a tough spot right in the front.
Yeah, he's the
closest to the
camera.
Like, the other ones were able to kind of, you know, hide in the back.
Blend in.
Yeah. But that being said, it was not an A performance from Jack.
So who was worse, Jack or Rod, before we move off this?
Jack. Because Jack was in the front.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because Rod was hidden. And I'm not saying that because he's the boss and I don't want to, you know. Because he was bad.
He is on the hot.
No, he was bad. He was bad. But it's because when you're watching the video, your eyes immediately go to Jack and be like, dog, what is he doing?
It's impossible to ignore.
Yeah, it's like, what is he doing? He
you
looks
can't
horrible.
Unsee it. Yeah.
You can't. And I'm watching it. Kyle posted on our Twitter page. So I keep watching it. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Elliot. It is Super Bowl week. And
it is.
Question for you, but we'll get to the Myles Garrett thing, which is really interesting. But, Elliot, is it crazy to think the Eagles blow them out on Sunday?
No, I don't think it's crazy. The way I've been phrasing it this week is, I think if you looked at a pie chart of potential outcomes, I think there is a 75% chance this is a one-score game, very close, back and forth.
Most likely outcome, yeah.
5% chance, and that might even be high, that the Chiefs blow the Eagles out. But I think there's like a 20% chance the Eagles just come out, they're on fire, and they get a big lead. I mean, in the last Super Bowl, they easily could have been up like 31-7 at halftime. You think you take away the fumble, the Devontae catch they didn't get, like one or two plays go differently, they have a massive lead at halftime. So they almost did it in the last Super Bowl. And I think what you see with this Eagles team is when they're clicking on all cylinders, they are very capable of blowing any team out. I mean, obviously we saw what they did to Washington last week. Washington nowhere near what Kansas City is. But Washington was playing well, and they dropped 55 on him, and it was basically a not competitive game for three quarters. So I would say 20% chance the Eagles are able to blow out Kansas City.
20% to me is not crazy. Like, that's a real percentage
yeah,
chance.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
And you, I know you rewatched the last Super Bowl over the weekend. They were up in that first half.
They were up big.
Yeah, and then it just the more you kind of think back to that game, they played terrible in the second half.
They just choked it away. and it comes across the more, you know, well, now I think it's interesting to watch like 2 years later with more perspective, but they absolutely choked that Super Bowl away. And it's unfortunate to say, but, you know, the positive of that is they only choked it away because they had complete control of that game, and they did. So, while I know the Chiefs are favorites, and I think the Chiefs deserve to be called the better team, the Eagles almost blew them out in 2022, beat them in 2023. So, yeah, I think it's certainly possible.
All right, Elliot's with us here. We got a lot to get to. Myles Garrett this morning asked for a trade from the Cleveland Browns.
He wants out.
All right, do you think the Eagles are more likely to try to get him or really get him or, like, really push to get him if they win on Sunday or if they lose?
I don't know how much of a impact Sunday's game has. I guess you could argue if they lose, maybe you need...
He's the missing piece.
Yeah, you need some type of move, and we'll see how the game plays out. But whether they win or lose, I think Myles Garrett is the missing piece. I mean, the one thing this team does not have is an elite edge rusher. I mean, again, from watching the last two times the Eagles and Chiefs played, like, Hassan Reddick stands out. Like, I know Nolan Smith has been awesome in the postseason. Josh Sweat's had a good year. How about Josh Sweat, by the way, getting up on the poster there with Jalen Hurts?
I saw that when I walked in this one. I was like, so who's...
It's surprising.
It's
Mahomes. Pacheco, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's a little surprising it's Josh Sweat.
But, yeah, I think Josh Sweat would probably be surprised, too, to walk
say,
in and
what?
See that. Yeah.
Someone has to ask him tonight immediately.
But what it shows is they don't got an elite edge rusher. Josh Sweat's not up there because he's an elite edge rusher. He's up there, I don't know why. He had a good year. But
regardless,
I think Myles Garrett, you add him to this defense. Myles Garrett feels like he's been in the NFL forever, but he's not even 30 years old. He's still an outstanding player. I mean, we saw this year he had that blocked field goal, how many ways he can impact the game.
He got them long arms.
Yeah, man. So I would trade whatever it takes.
Two ones?
Yeah, I would do it. Because
what's the line? You say whatever it takes. It's got to be a line.
I mean, I wouldn't do three.
Yeah, okay, like, so that's it. Two ones.
Two ones, and then I would – a second would be hard, but I would consider it. I mean, like, what does this team need draft picks for? Now, obviously, you could always use them, and they've been so good drafting recently that giving them away, you're probably giving away two good players because that's just how well they've drafted recently. But they are already the best roster in the NFL. They're definitely the best team in the NFC. You add Myles Garrett to this roster, that's the only thing they're missing. The secondary is young and loaded for years to come. The linebacker core, assuming they re-sign Zach Bond, is set with Nakobe coming back, and then you have Jeremiah Charter Jr. The defensive tackle spot, Moro Ajamo, Milton Williams, obviously Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. It's really the only position on the roster they don't have an elite player at is edge.
And well, that's probably what they would use their next first-round pick on.
Then
exactly,
you got somebody that's bona fide, like right, ready to go.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, not getting ahead of myself, but, you know, if you go, you mess around and you get that guy, then you're poised to be right back in the big game again next year, in my opinion.
So I asked you to start this, like, would they be more likely to go for him if they win or lose? If they win and then get Myles Garrett, I mean, the conversation is going to move towards, are they the next dynasty?
I wasn't going to say it, but that's what I was definitely thinking.
Well,
definitely
that happens sometimes when, like, a dynasty plays in another good team. Like, could they take this from the Chiefs? Could they be the ones that keep coming back and keep winning this game?
Well, here's the other part of this, too. I don't know how much say Myles Garrett will have where he ends up. But there's no question Miles, I'm sure, would love to play for the Eagles. Like, that's what the Eagles have going for them right now. You know, it's not like the Panthers are out there saying, well, we can try to get him, and he's right. Like, I'm not going to the Panthers. Like, he would, I'm sure, love to come to Philadelphia. Chance to win. They don't have an elite edge, so there's plenty of snaps there for him to come and get. Yeah, I think it makes sense on every single level.
All right, I need to read a tweet to you so you can pontificate on it. Mahomes and Hurts are basically the same. Let's go
through it. Who said that?
At Elliott Shore Park. Mahomes and Hurts are basically the same.
From 94 WIP, right?
Mahomes after five seasons, two Super Bowl appearances, one ring, 58-16 record, 159 touchdowns. Hurts after five seasons. So that's leading into this game, right?
This would be the end of his fifth year.
Two Super Bowl appearances, one ring. Obviously, this game could go to one or two. 51-23 record, 157 touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't know what I really need to pontificate on. The numbers are the numbers.
I just like the way his mind works. I don't see it the same way.
Think about it this way. If I took the names off of that tweet and I said these two quarterbacks are basically the same, would anyone disagree? Look at the stats.
But the names matter.
Why? Why does the name matter more than the numbers?
So a couple things. One,
where do you think the numbers are coming from?
Well, but the whole thing is what have they done in their career? And the
same.
No, but the path for Mahomes has been more challenging.
Path to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's the path through the AFC and the playoffs every year is more challenging. He's had to beat Josh Allen multiple times.
Okay, but before the playoffs began, we talked on the pregame show about how the NFC was so much tougher than the AFC.
This year.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say in general. I mean, the NFC has not been like a trash conference. The Niners were certainly hard to get through last year.
Yeah, but when Hurts got to his first Super Bowl, they played a fourth-string quarterback.
Right, and Tom Brady won all those divisions.
But this is Mahomes and Hurts.
But I'm saying that you're like, if you just look at the numbers and what they've done through the first 5 years, it's almost exactly the same.
So we
can break it down further and go like, well, there's this difference and this difference, but the outcome has been the same.
The numbers are closer than you think, but the yards are not close, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't include yards.
No, I'm including what matters. Does anyone here think yards matter? It's winning, touchdown, going to the Super Bowl.
I mean, yards paint a picture, don't they?
Yeah, they paint a picture. They're not the most important part of the picture.
What do you think? Are they close to the same?
I think that Elliot believes what he's believing.
I'm asking you. Are they close to the same?
I don't think they're the same. That's me. I don't think they're the same.
So,
I think that Mahomes is better, but I appreciate the passion that Elliott brings to his argument.
So I think Mahomes is better too. But the point I'm making here is
close
when you
close?
Look at it, it's like I would guess if we talked to every radio station here and Radio Row and they said, you know, who's the better quarterback of the two? It would be a laughable question to most people. Mahomes is maybe the best quarterback to ever do it. Jalen's along for the ride. He has a talented roster.
Well, it's true.
Okay.
Well, not along for the ride. He played well in the title game, but he has a super talented roster.
And let's not act like Mahomes doesn't have, through his career, he's had the best coach of all time in Andy Reid. He has an elite defense with an elite defensive coordinator. He's had maybe the best tight end of all time for his career. He's had Tyreek Hill. Like, let's not act like he hasn't had talent. Jalen has talent. Mahomes is not winning these games 11-on-1 out there.
No, he's not. But it has flipped. When he was young, that defense wasn't great. I mean, that was the weak point of the
team. And at that point, he had Andy, he had Tyreek Hill, he had Kelsey and his prime.
I get you on that one, yeah.
Right, so when I say they're basically the same, what quarterback is more on a Mahomes trajectory than Hurts currently?
I don't think anyone's on a Mahomes trajectory.
No, Jalen is. Did you see what I just tweeted?
I did.
Yeah.
But no one.
If Jalen wins on Sunday,
Mahomes is on the trajectory to be the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah.
You can't say that about Jalen.
Well, hold on. But after 5 years, right, I agree as of right now, Mahomes has a better resume. But I'm saying after 5 years, their trajectory will be the same. So if when Mahomes had been in two Super Bowls and won one after 5 years, he could be the best ever. Look at this trajectory. If Jalen does the same thing, why is he not on the same trajectory as Mahomes?
It's just hard to think that Jalen is on the director of the greatest quarterback of all time.
I agree, but that's how good Jalen's resume is.
I think it makes.
I'm not making these things up.
I know, but
I mean, they have the same amount of.
You heard him. He's conviction.
But it makes it seem like it's closer than it really is.
Because it is closer than most people say it is. It is. Look, this is the second time they're playing in the Super Bowl across from each other. This is the second time I've been to Radio Row and there's been a huge picture of Jalen Hurts up there with the Super Bowl logo.
There's also one of Josh Sweat.
Agreed, but that's fluky. Yeah. But regardless, the point I'm making is like, at what point do we have to just admit Jalen Hurts?
He's got
to
win.
Yeah, I'm saying if he wins on Sunday, he will have as many rings as Mahomes did after 5 years. He'll have as many Super Bowl appearances, and he'll have basically the same amount of touchdowns. So why is it crazy to say they're close? Other than, what we perceive
well,
of the players.
One guy has dominated the sport from the moment
but
he got
in. But he's played
it.
More years. There's a shot. I mean, we just said if they get Myles Garrett, we could talk about a potential dynasty.
Yeah.
There is a – and it's very hard to win Super Bowls, so I'm not saying it's likely. But there is a world in the next 5 years Jalen wins two more Super Bowls after this Sunday.
So three total?
I think so. In 5 years with this roster, I mean, he wins like 80% of the games he plays. They're the best team in the NFC.
Can we just get one first?
Yeah, that's all I want.
Well, yeah, of course, Sunday matters. That's the point I'm making is that if they win this, I mean, he could have easily won two or won one already. Like, he is right there with Mahomes.
I think the conversation more puts to him with the other great quarterback. I just think Mahomes is on a separate level.
Well, because he's played more years. I'm saying if
no,
you
just
look
– like eyeballs, too, just watch him. He just plays at a different level. I feel like, to your point on the Jalen thing being close, if he wins, the gap closes between him, Lamar, Allen, Burrow. Like, you have to include him with those guys. Like,
well, I think he passes them if he wins.
Wait a minute. What now?
If he wins the Super Bowl, he belongs Jaylen. Ahead of Lamar, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see where you're going when you say that. I thought you said in front of Patrick Mahomes.
Well, because also, if he wins a Super Bowl, he will have done the thing that we all say. Well, Josh Allen doesn't have a Super Bowl because Mahomes is there.
He has
there.
To go through him. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who does Jalen have to go through on Sunday?
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes. So if he beats Mahomes,
I get where you're going with this because this.
Yeah.
That water gets muddy when you're trying to figure out who the best quarterback and who's done what, and you know, athletically, you know, you can make the argument that both of those guys are better athletically than Jalen, but when you talk about the accomplishments as far as their resume is concerned, that's where I think you're going. That's exactly where you're going.
I also think how the game plays out matters, right? If he plays really well and throws a game-winning touchdown, like I think there's going to be a sense of that. If they run the ball for 200 yards and he just does enough, people aren't going
to
say it.
Trust me, I'm well aware people are getting ready to say Jalen didn't help them win the Super Bowl. They've been saying it all year.
No,
you're doing it right now,
ridiculous.
Mahomes. Like people are. I can tell already he's going to have 400 yards,
no.
five touchdowns.
See, that dog does not have to hunt for me, but he's going to have some plays that he's going to have to
yeah,
make.
Yeah, for sure.
If he plays like he did in the title game, everyone's going to say he was great.
Yes, I agree with that.
But he didn't throw 400 yards. What did he do, 220?
No, but he was awesome. He was the best player in the game.
He was awesome. All right, let's grab a phone call. Someone wants to talk to Elliot here. Derek is up on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Yo, what's going on?
Derek, what's up, buddy?
What up, Derek?
Elliot,
what up?
When you on the afternoon show, man, don't let none of them dudes got no style, man. So don't let them dudes critique your dressing, man. Them guys, Jack wear, like, open-toe sandals all year round.
Well, he was wearing yoga pants
every
day. Like
yeah,
those were yoga pants. They were killing him for the yoga pants.
Right.
Yeah,
they
got
this
no style,
is because they think the coat I got made in Italy. Like they think it's a elite.
Nah,
coat.
That John.
Yeah.
Listen, man, that John is that's a player's jacket,
which,
man.
That's exactly right.
Got swag, man.
No, I haven't worn it yet. But, you'll
are you about
it,
to break it out? You about to break it out?
Wow.
You about to kill him with that outfit?
They're calling it a woman. They're calling it a woman coat, but you.
Yeah, they don't know.
Come on, man.
Is it a ladies' coat? Of course not.
Al, you're a very knowledgeable guy, though, man. I wish you had your own show, man, because you make a lot of sense with a lot of your takes, man.
Thank
well, listen,
cut
with
that
the Jalen Hurts thing, right? Listen, with Jalen Hurts, right? I think the Eagles are going to win, right? But I feel like we gave Josh Allen a pass for losing because he lost to Mahomes, right? Right or wrong?
I guess over the course of his career, yeah, he doesn't have a ring.
Yeah,
and
every time he loses,
that's the excuse for him.
Right?
He can't get like it was
but
for Peyton
but
too.
Jalen Hurts won't get that love though. He'll be all types of. He's not this and he's not that. The reason why I like Jalen Hurts is because he's a second-round draft pick, man. He's overcome a lot, man, and he just keeps it moving. You can't break him. He speaks well at the podium. You know what I'm saying? He's a hard worker. I could always root for a guy like that, man. And his numbers don't have to be great for him to be good, man.
The other part of this, too. The thing that he's had to do that these other quarterbacks have not is, as a second-round pick that was drafted to be a backup, he was not given really an opportunity. Like, he had to earn his opportunity to win his job. Like, when you're a first-round pick, like a Mahomes, like Allen, like Lamar, you're just the leash is longer, right? Like, Jalen basically got, I don't know, what, 20 games to try to prove himself?
Like, and four and then the next season?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that was it, right? And he did it, and it worked out for him, but he had to overcome that in order to get to where he is.
Yeah, I mean, I think his story's great. I mean, it's great, right? It's one of the biggest reasons the Eagles are here because they hit on a second-round pick quarterback.
And now he's on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Well, not yet. He's got to win the game.
He has to win.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah,
he's there. He's like he feel like he there though.
If he wins on Sunday,
it's early career Russell Wilson if he wins.
For sure. Yeah.
Who? What is Russell still a Hall of Famer?
Yes. I think he is.
Yeah, I think so.
Then that'd be the trajectory that Jalen's on. All right.